Today on Press TV, Britain steps up its push for regime change in Syria. British Prime Minister David Cameron says Syrian President Bashar Assad has to go. Earlier, Foreign Secretary William Hague said the UK is giving $7.8 million in extra funding to Syrian armed groups. Syrian government forces continue to battle insurgents across the country. Fierce clashes are taking place in Aleppo. Some tribes have joined forces with the army to clear Syria's largest city of armed groups. Meanwhile, government forces have destroyed a warehouse used by insurgents to store weapons. A US drone strike in Yemen claims three lives. Our correspondent says the air raid took place in the southern province of Abyan. The US military has used the unmanned aircraft in several Muslim countries, including Somalia and Pakistan. Washington claims the airstrikes target militants, though they have mostly resulted in civilian casualties. Thousands take to the streets in northern Yemen, chanting slogans against the US and Israel. The demonstration was held after Friday prayers in the city of Sadr. The protesters condemned US assassination drone strikes that have left dozens of civilians dead. US-led foreign soldiers in Afghanistan come under fresh attacks. Two British soldiers were killed in separate attacks in the southern Helmand province. The UK Ministry of Defence has confirmed the fatalities, and three American soldiers lost their lives after Afghan police opened fire on them. Widespread drought in the US is affecting corn production. The US Department of Agriculture estimates that the harvest will drop 13% this year to its lowest level in 6 years. July's record temperatures are to blame for the damaged crops in the world's biggest grain producer. Japan summoned South Korea's envoy to protest against the visit by President Lee Myung-bak to a cluster of disputed islands. Tokyo has already recalled its envoy from South Korea over the issue. Both countries claim sovereignty to the islands, which are known as Takeshima in Japan and Dokdo in South Korea. And Ghana holds a state funeral for President John Atta Mills, who died suddenly in July. Tens of thousands of people, plus 18 African leaders, attended the ceremony in the capital Accra. Mills had long suffered from throat cancer. He died only 5 months before he was set to seek re-election. There's latest here on Press TV.